distinguished service to
General David Petraeus and Ambassador Ryan Crocker provided an update on progress in Iraq to Congress this week. Both Democratic Party presidential contenders, Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, have pledged to withdraw troops quickly if either wins the White House. But Republican presumptive presidential nominee Senator John McCain continues to back President Bush and General Petraeus in opposing pre-announced Iraq force reductions.
The promise of withdrawal of our forces, regardless of the consequences, would constitute a failure of political and moral leadership.
Back on the campaign trail, Senator Hillary Clinton courted labor votes in Pennsylvania ahead of the state's April 22 primary election by slamming President Bush's free trade agreement with Colombia.
We've got to have new trade policies before we have new trade deals.
Clinton bent to union demands and fired her campaign's head strategist, Mark Penn, after it surfaced that Penn's public relations firm was promoting congressional passage of the Colombian trade pact. Clinton's rival for the nomination, Senator Barack Obama, also courted Pennsylvania labor votes. He fired a shot at the Republicans over their free trade policies.
We understand that we're in a competitive economy, but that's not an excuse to spend another 4 years seeing our government do nothing to reclaim the American dream.
Who might presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Senator John McCain pick as his vice presidential running mate? No word for now.
Really, on this process, we are just not talking about it.
Senator Hillary Clinton held a glittery fundraiser Wednesday night at New York City's Radio City Music Hall, starring pop idol Elton John.
I give you my song, and this one's for you.
Jeffrey Young, VOA News.
You can tell everybody this is your song. Maybe quite simple, but...